mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's meditation is the epistle lesson that we heard a moment ago from 1 John, especially from chapter 1. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. This is our text. Just yesterday afternoon, I took out, it was a nice day yesterday. I took out a flashlight in the middle of the afternoon and took it outside to do a job. I had to do a job outside in a big, pretty day that it was yesterday, and I had to take a flashlight outside. Doesn't make any sense. I felt really stupid doing it. I said, because you know where I keep the flashlights, if you want to pop the refrigerator. And I made sure I stopped by the refrigerator and grabbed a flashlight before I went out the door. And I'm like, this is really stupid. It's daylight out. But what I had to do, I had to use a flashlight so that I could see what I was doing. Now, it may not have made sense to you, but where I was going was very dark. Flashlight so that I could see what I was doing. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. What on earth is John talking about here? We've heard this before. We've heard it. We walk in the light of the truth. We've heard this, that Jesus is the light of the earth. We've heard this. What do they mean? The light. I thought about that too. What is this light? Well, in Genesis chapter 1, at the very beginning of the Bible, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. John says, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Does it make any sense? Now, there's an old expression, I think. You know, he's walking in the dark. Or, what's that other expression I'm trying to think of? You know, the light's on, but nobody's home. Why is it so important to be in the light? Well, common sense would tell you that walking in the dark can be dangerous. Depending on the neighborhood you're in. Where we live, you can walk in the dark all night long, and the only thing that might get you would be a possum or a raccoon. But if you're downtown Philadelphia, walking in the dark, it could be something worse. So walking in the dark. You know, one time my wife did a trick on me, bless her heart. In the middle of, I was away for a weekend, and I come home, and it was dark. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to wake her. So I snuck into the house and I'm trying to be as quiet as I can. And I don't turn on any lights and I walk into the bedroom to try to get ready to go right into bed because it was a long drive home. And I'm falling over everything because she rearranged the bedroom while I was gone. So walking in the dark, it's not a good thing. See things. Now, if we say we have fellowship with Him while If we say we have fellowship in with him while we walk in darkness. Now what is he getting at now? It's the bad. The evil. Things of Satan.
The folks can come here and receive the Lord's Supper, even though we practice closed communion.
And we can go there. We just signed an agreement. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod last week finalized and signed paperwork in pulpit fellowship with this church in Sweden. We are in fellowship. It's important enough that we have to sign a contract. It's important enough that John wrote this here, that we have fellowship with one another when we walk in the light, when we walk in the truth. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we are righteous, if we are pure and holy, if that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All of us gathered here right now, we have been cleansed from all unrighteousness. We've already conducted and completed confession and absolution. You've heard those words of God where He forgives you all your sins. Things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He died for our sins. He died for me. He died for you. He died for the sins of the whole world. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now may the peace which surpasses